This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This conversation is brought to you by Taurus USA, fighting for your Second Amendment rights. Check them out at taurususa.com. Coming from the desk of Rob Morse. Where does the fault lie for those 17 dead in Parkland, Florida? Now, if you're like me, we look at schools as a sort of a generic thing representing children, and we say to ourselves, we want to protect children. We want to protect all children all the time, without fail, never ending. I think you get the picture. That means we have to look at what saved lives at Parkland. We also have to see what failed in this latest murder. And without that examination, the same mistakes will be made again. And, you know, the shocking thing about this is we've been here before. And we have repeated the mistakes more than once. And we shouldn't be. We should be a very intelligent consumer of politics. We should be intelligent consumers of information. We have to be smart and informed because politicians will try to sell us their latest agenda, even if their proposal doesn't work. Now, there's something that will work, and there's political theater. Political theater is what you get when you're not going to get anything out of it that's going to change the dynamic. So that's why you have to ask some tough questions. What worked, what failed, and what fails over and over? What failed at Parkland? Well, politically correct politicians were elected to the Broward County School Board. They told school staff and law enforcement officers to ignore crimes that would put students in jail. In particular, they were ordered to ignore threatening behavior that would have put this violent murderer in a psychiatric hospital. On the one hand, we were told to say something if we see something, but then the bureaucrats get involved and ignore the threats that are politically troublesome. So you see something, you say something, you're ignored. So we can save lives by removing that politically motivated willful ignorance out of the way. We know that Broward County Social Services knew there was a problem because Nicholas Kristof was a well-known guy. There were numerous contacts with him, his brother, his family, and they looked the other way. Reporting the murderer as psychologically unfit would have made him a prohibited person. A record of psychological problems would have made it illegal for him to buy a gun. So if those that are reported don't have action taken against them, that needs to change as well. Broward County Sheriff's Department knew this guy. How do you think they found him when he was a mile away? How did they know it was him? How did they get him back to the school so quick? he was very well known to them. He had made threats and pointed firearms at family members. Reports from the deputy suggested that the murderer should be detained for a mental health evaluation, but they never acted on those recommendations. So you got to pay attention to the smaller threats so they don't grow into mass murders. You got to scrupulously examine them. We're told that magazine capacity restrictions are a solution to stop mass murders. Magazines are designed to hold a certain number of rounds. And in theory, a smaller magazine limits the lethality of the firearm. That only works if you only bring one. That doesn't work in practice. Nobody ever brings just one. They're like Lay's potato chips. We've seen mass murderers who've used illegal magazines. We've had mass murderers who use small legal magazines or none at all. And all firearms, like all rental trucks, are lethal. Background checks have also been proposed as a solution to stop mass murders. Well, that only works if you have everything working along in, you know, in concert with it. We can stop criminals and crazies from getting a firearm by making it illegal for them to buy one. That's their supposition. That fails in two very predictable ways. By definition, a background check looks backward at a person's history. A background check always fails to stop the first crime. It also fails to stop criminals who get their firearms illegally. A recent study looked at criminals charged with violent crimes. They found that most criminals were repeat offenders and that they got their guns illegally. Background checks, in summation, don't work when it comes to stopping crime. The FBI failed. Again. The murderer in Parkland had posted threatening videos on YouTube. This is not the first time this has happened. This happened in San Bernardino, or East La Vista, excuse me. He bragged about being a mass murderer in a school. And a lot of people reported this to the FBI, and the FBI concluded the videos themselves were not illegal, and they closed the investigation. Once again, so much for the effectiveness of see something, say something. We saw, we reported, and the FBI didn't do anything with that either. To the best of my knowledge, at this particular moment, no one has been fired at the FBI for their failures. Broward County school resource officers failed to stop the attack. This particular school resource officers knew the murderer by sight, reported him when he arrived on campus. They and the other deputies then drove away and waited for the killing to stop. Fortunately, the Florida legislature proposed adding more school resource officers as a solution. So, you know, twice as many people can drive away. Gun control by age or any type of firearm has also been proposed, and it will also fail once again as well. The news media failed horribly. There were dozens of attempted copycat crimes after the murders at Columbine. These copycat attacks usually occur 4 to 6 weeks after the previous event. Copycat murders decided that they can make a name for themselves if they kill others, and our new media is all too happy to oblige. Now, what worked? Students saved other students. They pulled barriers between the murderer and their friends. Sometimes students use their bodies as a barrier to protect others, and it's important to remember these young men and women because they are the same people we propose to disarm in the name of student safety. Teachers attack the murderer. Teachers save students by shielding them with their body, and at the same time, we've been told that teachers are incapable of defending students, and teachers must be disarmed. Local law enforcement who happened to be on campus helped save lives. One officer was married to a PE teacher at Parkland. He was on campus and immediately moved toward the sound of the attack, moved injured students to safety, and then joined other officers who entered the school. Emergency medical personnel did a very good job. Coral Springs police entered the school while Broward County deputies remained outside, allowing all this time to pass. Two SWAT team members from Miramar, Florida, happened to be training near the Parkland High School. They responded to the scene. They were later reprimanded for acting without orders. Hurricane glass had been installed in the school, and this would normally shield students from hurricane debris and murderer shooting into the school. And in this case, the shatterproof glass kept the murderer from shooting at students who ran outside the school while the murderer was still inside. This probably helped the EMTs get to the wounded students who managed to escape. We know some of the failures that contributed to the murders in this case. We know some of the actions and decisions that saved lives. We saw that the police were ineffective in stopping the murder. Other police training agencies concluded that defenders must be at the school before the attack occurs. Sadly, we've seen politicians propose things that will be ineffective in stopping the next murder. We know that there have been and will be violent people among us. We don't know all the answers already. We're never going to know them. We don't know everything that could have been or should have been put in place to make our students safer. We know that time is the enemy. We know that murder is planned for years. And we have to respond to these attacks in seconds. So I ask you, what works to save our children's lives? Take all the time you need. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Harvey, Illinois. This is a first. This is a first. Harvey, Illinois is in the midst of a financial crisis that represents the tip of the iceberg for literally hundreds of small towns in Illinois. Harvey is a city of 25,000 in the far northwest suburbs of Chicago They're suffering from high unemployment, 22%, an astonishing 32% of the population lives below the poverty level. This is a deadly mixture that has caused catastrophic shortfalls in revenue, leading to a crisis in funding pensions for the city's retired workers. In Illinois, state law prohibits municipal bankruptcy. Harvey has been forced into a situation Illinois has never seen. In February, the state began to garnish Harvey's revenue to fund its pension liabilities. So the city was forced to lay off 40 police and firemen, 25% of police employees, and 40% of firefighters. This in a city already known for high levels of crime. The irony is the state of Illinois' own pension crisis is even worse, but fear is growing that unless a massive infusion of pension money is forthcoming from the state, dozens of towns will suffer a similar fate as Harvey. So from the Illinois Opportunity Project, the city of Harvey cannot afford to pay its bills and their employees, so they're forced to cut 40 public employees from the police and fire departments. The city has an unemployment rate over 20%, effective property rate taxes are over 5%, despite the home values declining at an alarming 80% over the last 10 years. Sounds like Detroit. Harvey families, homeowners, workers, and business owners have paid out nearly $25 million in pension benefits to 42 retired firefighters who have only contributed a collective $1.14 million to their retirement fund. It's a pretty good return. The math to solvency is not working for them, and declining revenue plus ballooning pension costs equals pain for the citizens of Harvey. Who is standing up for the families in Harvey is Democratic Mayor Kellogg, who's been under investigation multiple times for insider deals and fraud. Democratic Cook County Commissioner Tony Preckwinkle, who supported Democratic Cook County property assessor Joe Berrios, who was exposed for his corruption in assessing property values to benefit the rich and punish the poor. The Democratic majority in Springfield have been propping up Ponzi schemes for years, unchallenged and being held to no standard. The most interesting thing about this is that the situation in Harvey is not unique. And it is an ominous case study for the path that the state and other communities are moving towards. So overall, nearly two-thirds of Illinois' 651 pension funds get less than their required contribution from their cities in 2016. At present, it is impossible to change the way public pensions are calculated in Illinois. The state constitution forbids it. It sounds like a track race on a bike. A track bike doesn't have brakes. And when the wheels are turning on the track bike, the pedals are turning. So they call it that a fixed gear bike. So when a wreck happens in front of a fixed gear bike rider, depending on how much time they have, they may have enough time to realize they're about to have a wreck, but they can't stop the bike. And they have the wreck anyway. And this is the way the state of Illinois sounds right now. These defined benefit plans are rigged in favor of union employees, and they are unreasonable, and as we are seeing, a threat to the livelihood and lives of millions of residents. Governor Bruce Raunauer tried to change the situation, but was stymied by the state's leftist courts. But it's not a question of whether there will be changes in the public pension system in Illinois. Now the question is when it's going to happen. The Illinois Opportunity Project has been an advocate for reforming the pension system and shifting state-funded pensions to a 401k-style system. Politicians have proven time and time again they're unable to manage the funds and have succumbed to the pressures from the public sector unions to overpromise benefits and then enable an unsustainable system at the state and local levels at the expense of the hardworking taxpayer. So now in Illinois, they have no other choice but to enact legislation to allow local units of government to file for bankruptcy. They have to loosen their reign over local governments and allow them to reform their finances, or everyone is going to suffer and Illinois will continue to lead the nation in outbound residents seeking to escape a confiscatory government. What Democrats in the state have yet to realize is that eventually they will run out of other people's money to spend. And there is already talk about a federal bailout of the state's pension plans that would almost certainly cost hundreds of billions of dollars, Will the American people be willing to pony up and save the state of Illinois from their own greedy, incompetent politicians? My recommendation, given what we're seeing from the banks now after we bailed them out, would be say no. No thanks, buddy. No thanks at all. Remember when I was talking about Detroit and how the term is now Detroited? Harvey, Illinois is being Detroited right now. The left can't run a government. Not a sustainable government, not one that takes care of itself, not one that takes care of the people that are in it. They're too busy taking care of themselves. And if you think any differently than me, if you believe that you should be able to run this kind of a business, run this kind of railroad, and then wait for the rest of the country to come to bail you out, you've lost your mind. And I didn't tell you this, but this conversation has been brought to you by Crossbreed Holsters, making sure to safeguard your Second Amendment rights. Check them out at crossbreedholsters.com. This is just the first one that's had their, they're literally having their revenue garnished to cover pension funds now. And you got people that have made $25 million off of an investment of $1.18. That's pretty good stuff. And in the meantime, remember, most of these pension funds are run by either people that want to divest from legal, law-abiding stuff that makes money, like, I don't know, gun stocks, you know, gun stock in companies, or they want to go after sustainable energy or something, some such nonsense or whatever. So, okay. Okay. I get it. You get it. Everybody gets it. So here we go. Here we go. Now, when we get back, I'm going to give you my two cents on what I think is actually happening with the Starbucks thing. I think the Starbucks thing is political theater now. I think it's a phony outrage. And I'm going to outline to you why. And, the only thing I can't tell you why is why they would bother to do it at all. So, that's when we get back. Well, we will be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
The Roman Legions, the Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care.
Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load, and this conversation is brought to you by Rock River Arms. Fighting for your Second Amendment rights, check them out at rockriverarms.com. I thought Charlottesville was a staged event. I thought it was staged by leftists for leftists. It gave the Antifa some bad guys to fight. We had to have a pitched war there, you know. I thought that was staged. To a certain degree, I think I've been vindicated on that one if you look very closely at it. Now, it's becoming more and more obvious that the progressives are staging these events. Sometimes they're so poorly choreographed that it is obvious to all but mostly the most obtuse that everything was staged. And this is the case at Starbucks, where you have two black gentlemen who were, arrested for sitting in the coffee house waiting for a business colleague. They were arrested for sitting. This is where we begin to gnash our teeth, we begin to rend our garments and bang the spoons on the high chairs. The police report must read, offense, sitting. This is a great opportunity for the socially enlightened to demonstrate their breathtaking virtue. Break out the pink hats and get ready to howl at the moon. Now, what would a reasonable person do if you are waiting to meet someone at a restaurant? Why, even reasonable people who don't like Starbucks would purchase a small drink. And what would reasonable people do if they are asked to leave? They would probably leave and wait for their buddy outside. Yeah. Nothing real hard to imagine, you know. Now, it was not necessary. You know, what would reasonable people do if they're asked to leave by the police? You don't need to know the answer to that question. The police reportedly asked them to leave three times. Now it is believed that white people can sit in Starbucks indefinitely without being asked to leave. And if they're asked to leave, they don't have to. And if the police arrive and ask them to leave three times, they can ignore the police, and the police will go away. White privilege, right? Yeah. The timing of this incident could not have been better. Andrew Yaff, the alleged real estate developer the pair were waiting for, arrived shortly after the police began to cuff the pair. Does Melissa DePino, the camera woman, know Yaff? That would not be surprising. The only improvement in this scenario would be if the pair were divinity students. Now, businesses need to make a profit. Starbucks wants more than that. CEO of Starbucks wants to be loved. Starbucks CEOs have been seeking this love for years. First, they wanted their employees to engage their customers on race. Next, they proclaimed their love of refugees. Their search has been a failure. Now, they will publicize that their restrooms are open to the non-paying public as well as their seating. Why pay for the internet at all? Starbucks CEO Kevin Johnson announced, creating an environment that is both safe and welcoming for everyone is paramount for every store. Mr. Johnson is going to find out that his policies are not going to work. Ask the people of the city of San Francisco. They're realizing that their compassion has a price. A lot of surveys being done in San Francisco right now. They're finding trash and needles and feces littering the streets of San Francisco. There are barbarians out there who will not only, they're not going to clean up after themselves, but they actually vandalize a Starbucks restroom. Now, the mainstream media have done their best to portray this as a case of 21st century racism. The Daily Cause reported the trauma of arrest was followed by isolation and imprisonment. According to Time magazine, the pair were afraid for their lives. Robinson said he thought about his loved ones, and Nelson wondered if he'd make it home alive. The AP reported the black man arrived a few minutes early. The three police officers showed up not long after. In other words, they were there not long after the police were called. According to the AP, they were there for only a few minutes when the police were called. The black police commissioner, Richard Ross, naturally defended his man, claiming that Nelson and Robinson were disrespectful to his officers. In addition to the trauma, Dante Robinson appears to be racked with guilt. He wondered what he might have done to bring this on himself and his brother. Trying to think of something I did wrong to put not just me, but my brother, my lifelong friend in this situation. In spite of the trauma and the guilt, they seem to be doing pretty good. They were posing for a portrait in their attorney's office. They were pretty smiley people. Pretty happy. This is not one of these things where, you know, it's another manufactured event. Quite simply. When was the last time, I've called the police before, and I have to wait a minute for them to get there. They don't show up minutes after I call them either. Sometimes they do, but that may only be due to the luck of the draw of where they were when the call went out. Other times we know that it takes 11.11 minutes, average police response time, for them to get there. Now, the question here is this. If you're going to have a business, are you going to make it a business or are you going to make it a spot? And if you're going to make it a spot and offer all this stuff for free and fix it to where, what about the people that actually pay to come in? That, you know, they're coming in, they're buying the drinks, they're buying the overpriced pastry, the overpriced cakes, they're buying the overpriced K-cups, they're buying the coffee, the reusable coffee cup that's $30. Those people might want to buy something and then sit in there and enjoy the white privilege. And they're not going to get to. They're not going to get to. So This is one of two things, or maybe it's both. I don't know. It may be the perfect confluence of events. This may be both the white privileged pity party that the Democrats seem to love to hold, and it could be a contrived event all at the same time so that everybody can see the white privileged pity party. Those are my thoughts. What are yours? The part that bothers me the most about it is that, you know, if these guys do it, then they're going to, this will become a thing throughout the country. But one thing that I keep seeing, every time I see one of these bastions of, I don't know, shall we say, leftist, progressive, democratic rule, they don't have guns, their cities are a wreck, financially they're a wreck, all kinds of things going on, and they're not even solvent. They're not even financially solvent. They're having to drive away programs and people and employees and have their money garnished. And San Francisco, I don't know what they're looking like right now. But, you know, while you're walking around, don't walk around like wearing a pair of flip-flops because you might get a needle in the foot. Won't you enjoy your time strolling around the Tenderloin District? It sounds like a, you know, like a playground to me. I mean, like a, you know, a boogie wonderland, if you will. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. So then, we get this. I didn't even know it was still a thing right now. And this should remind you of the very stark difference between a chief of police and a sheriff when gun rights are where that's concerned. Yesterday, a Pennsylvania sheriff made news by announcing that his department won't be doing any business with companies that made a show of cutting ties with the NRA after the Parkland shooting. On the flip side of the gun rights coin, today we get news that the International Association of Chiefs of Police took some time out of their busy day yesterday to send out a paper to Congress. What prompted them to put pen to paper? Simple, the terrifying prospect that Americans who are licensed to carry a concealed firearm might be able to do it in all 50 states without being hassled, harassed, or arrested. This legislation, the later states, is a dangerous encroachment on individual state efforts to protect public safety and would effectively nullify duly enacted state laws and hamper law enforcement efforts to prevent gun violence. Very difficult for me to imagine anything more horrific than New Jersey being forced to recognize a Kansas-issued concealed carry permit, just as they would a driver's or marriage license. In fact, what they really fear is that what could happen when the millions of people who live in may issue, effectively won't issue in many jurisdictions. States discover that Cousin Jim from Ohio can carry his M&P Shield pistol when he comes to visit, but they can't. Houston Chief Art Acevedo. One of my favorites. He's a longtime opponent of relaxing any restriction on the right to keep and bear arms, made the excuse for opposing national reciprocity. Texas is a state that takes gun ownership seriously. Until we have that kind of standard nationwide, well, first of all, Texas requires an applicant to receive training and demonstrate proficiency with a weapon before receiving a permit. Until we have that kind of standard nationwide, we should not be forced to accept reciprocity with places where any buffoon who has a pulse gets to carry a gun. We want a national standard. It should not be a one-size-fits-all. Now, we haven't heard him complain about the state's varying standards for issuing a driver's license, for example, have we? No. I haven't, anyway. And more people die behind the wheel every year than are shot to death. Besides, states that aren't blatantly anti-gun already recognize most other states' carry permits, and Texas recognizes all but a handful. Bill's chief sponsor is Representative Richard Hudson, Republican from North Carolina. The House has already passed the bill. They passed it in December. When that happened, he said, for the overwhelming majority of Americans who support concealed carry reciprocity, Christmas came early. In response to the police chief's letter, Hudson's spokeswoman, Tatum Gibson, said, with all due respect, they're failing to recognize that concealed carry reciprocity is already a well-established concept between many of these states. A North Carolina concealed carry permit holder can legally carry a concealed weapon in 38 states, and the average state honors concealed carry permits from 32 other states. It would be nice to think that the chiefs actually have something to worry about in terms of the reciprocity bill's imminent passage. But given the current climate in Washington, I'm still not looking for any movement right now on concealed carry reciprocity anytime soon. But here's the thing about these police chiefs. Whenever they come out and start talking this kind of nonsense about other states and their reciprocity requirement, my first question would be, how many of these states have high degrees of concealed carry permit revocation for cause? In other words, where you have violated the law and you now have to give up your permit. You've broken the law. You no longer qualify to carry a permit. What was the case with that? When not too long ago here in South Carolina, we did not honor permits from Georgia. And likewise, Georgia did not honor permits from South Carolina. Now, the reason we did not honor permits from Georgia, and I've told the story many times, is because Georgia did not require you to go out on some range and shoot 50 bullets at a target the size of a rear end of a Volkswagen from about 7 feet. You didn't have to make, it wasn't about tight grouping or good safety standards or anything else. It wasn't training, it was qualification. And the qualification was had a very, very low standard. Don't shoot yourself and get all of your rounds in the black. And when the target is the size of a rear end of a Volkswagen, that's a pretty easy thing to do. So you could be low left, high right, dead center, all over. As long as you're in the black, you're good to go. 50 rounds. Congratulations, you are a concealed carry permit holder. So, knowing that, in Georgia, they didn't require the expenditure of 50 rounds. Now, South Carolina politicians said that we require training. Now, training, okay? When I go to tactical response in June, I will be going through training. I will take my pistol and I will fire it 1,000 times while there. Now we are talking about training. I will be given a drill. I will do it once. I will do it again. I will do it again. And I will do it again. And then if I have managed to pass, I have trained. Now, that's great, but that's actually training. 50 rounds is not training. And these little arbitrary numbers and these little arbitrary things they come up with, unless they, and you know, I've talked to many South Carolina, we now have reciprocity with Georgia. I don't know how. I don't know how. Here in South Carolina, they act like no states carry out in the open. Here in South Carolina, they act like the states that have what is referred to as constitutional carry, they must think that it is, the wild, wild west, bloodbaths in the street happening. Of course, it isn't happening with concealed carry permit holders. Now, the problem in South Carolina, like it is in all of these places with these police chiefs and everybody else, is that South Carolina wants control of this. So they're not actually out there upholding the Second Amendment right. What they're trying to do is establish a set of guidelines that we all have to adhere to. Then we have to ask permission of the state, and we get it, you know, we get the permit issued, and then we have the permission of the state to carry guns. Now, one of the things that has done, of course, it has created another set of statistics that shows that South Carolinian permit holders are some of the safest people on the planet, just like they are in North Carolina and Florida, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Ohio, anywhere that has concealed carry permits where it shall issue. So, these police chiefs are asking Congress to say, well, we're not going to allow this because of what you guys say, because after all, it's not a right, is it? It's a privilege. They're looking for the privilege. They want it to be a privilege, and then they want it to be a privilege which they administer. They want to be in charge of the privilege. They want to know who's exercising the privilege, because you'll be given a permit, or you'll be given a license, or you'll be given something else. I've gone along with that all this time, and I will continue to go along with that. Most of the states that don't allow concealed carry, probably not going to go. I'm going to go to New York at some time here very soon, because I've been saying I want to go, and there's a lot of reasons I want to go. There's other places I would like to go visit at least just once, and if they don't allow gun carry, I guess I'll just do without that too. But really, truly, these states aren't safe. They haven't created anything for public safety. They know that. I know that. Everybody knows that. And these police chiefs getting out here and saying that we are, this idea that this would do away with public safety. How? Prove to me that a Kansas concealed carry holder going to New Jersey is going to be more dangerous in New Jersey than he is in Kansas. Or, any of the places where the Kansas permit would be allowed. Explain to me why in New Jersey, where they have high, high regulations against guns, it would be more dangerous for him to be there. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care, to thank my pops for all the thoughts and all the wisdom he shared. Unaware,
offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.